A dilapidated building near the Marshall Square is causing more problems than anticipated. Due to gusty winds on Thursday, November 17th, some of the loose bricks were thrown from the top of the structure, making the situation even more dangerous, prompting city officials to close the block of West Arrow between South Salt Pond and South English Avenues to traffic. The building originally was scheduled to be demolished in late August, but that never happened. The city bought the building, the former home of the Lighthouse Thrift Store, for less than $800, which was reported by Mayor Mark Gooden at the October 3rd City Council meeting. Code official Mike Morgan said the city had some people remove some other bricks which had not fallen as of Thursday to eliminate the potential for further hazard. He said he will have more information on what the city plans on doing hopefully later today. KMMO News will update this story as information becomes available. A solar energy project was the main topic of discussion at the Slater City Council meeting this week. The main concern with the project is the amount of power the solar panels could produce. Mayor Dr. Stephen Allegri gave an overview of the problem.
The company we're working with, we're not producing enough electricity. They want to deal with us, but they don't want us to overproduce electricity, because it's a balancing game. Well, for instance, if we overproduce, then we're rebuying the electricity. You know, if we say 1 kilowatt and we produce 2, then it goes back into our system and we're having to rebuy it from Kansas City Power and Light.
City Administrator Gene Griffith pointed out how the city plans to use the most power it can.
So what we've done now, we've been slowly switching stuff off of the sub on Front Street. We've taken Clerical War off of Front Street. They're on the Industrial Park substation now. We're going to go out here and pick up Casey's and Dollar General and that group and move them off of Front Street out to there. And then they've recommended in report because Clerical War's closed Saturday afternoons and Sundays. That's why we picked Dollar General and Casey's, to try to pick up some load that's always there.
With these power usage tests, the city can determine if power produced by the solar panels would be in a convenient range. At its regular session meeting on Wednesday night, the Glasgow School Board approved some bids and filing dates for an upcoming municipal election. According to a news release, there are going to be 3 seats open in the municipal election on Tuesday, April 4th, 2017. These seats are currently held by Sally Hackman, Tom Himmelberg, and Gary Fimler. In other news, the board approved installing cameras on bus routes, an invoice for school insurance, and modifications to the south and east doors to meet ADA requirements. A week-long donation program continues today in Marshall, which is geared to help out less fortunate children in foreign countries. According to a news release, Operation Christmas Child is a donation program in which you can fill a shoebox with items such as school supplies, hygiene items, notes of encouragement, and toys. These shoeboxes are given to children overseas living in poverty or affected by war, disease, and natural disaster. Shoebox donations can be dropped off at the First Baptist Church at 8 North Odell Avenue from 4 to 6 p.m. tonight. For more information, visit www.samaritanspurse.org. And that's a look at your news at this hour at KMMO. I'm Kyle Yaunt.